Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports. I'm your average sports fan, sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's, and I had Corona. Get over it.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the North. I'm an alpha male, 35 years old. Me and my fiance shotgun White Claws on the west side of Nashville, just off of 40, as you're heading to Memphis. Guys, over to you.
I love the Dallas Cowboys! Yes, yes, yes! Let me tell you, I love them Cowboys! Woo! Guys, that play the defensive back made where he ran. DK Metcalf's going in for like an 80-yard touchdown, and he runs from behind, and he knocks the ball out.
Okay, that was cool. That was cool.
Out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
What I'm telling you, boys, that's the ghost of Le'Veon Lett. Didn't the same thing happen to the Cowboys
before? Le'Veon, coach.
Whatever, coach. I got the L's right.
I mean, that saved my season in sore losers fantasy.
Oh.
Because I was playing against DK Metcalf. And if he scores that, there's no way
and
I can catch him.
That also a fumble, too?
It's also a fumble,
love it.
Too.
Love it.
So it's a 8-point swing right there. And I, listen,
but
I'm
But our app updated you, what, probably like 20 minutes after?
Listen, I'm not even going to let you guys get to me about how bad the site
is. I have a small comment.
Because
once
on
you're
the
done.
Site, it says it takes about 40 seconds after a play for it to update.
It's not 40 seconds.
40 minutes, coach.
Listen. I am still down. I'm still losing. I'm losing going into tonight, and I am just praying for a victory. So fantasy, but the Cowboys, that without that,
yeah,
there is no chance for me to win. They did give up a Metcalf touchdown later, but
earlier.
Well, no, they stopped them.
Oh, that long pass?
Yeah, they knocked it out.
No. That was the second one. That was the second pass, coach.
No, I think Metcalf only had one touchdown.
No.
Lockett had all.
Oh, maybe it was Lockett, the first one. Okay,
yes.
Okay. My bad.
And did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched the whole game.
Okay. So, yes, I mean, that saved me.
Coach, I don't know the who's or the what's.
I know. That saved my season, possibly. So now we need the fantasy gods to be listening to us, and I need all of you in Sore Losers Nation to pray for me tonight.
But why?
I need you to cheer for Mark Andrews and Harrison Butker. I need points. So, guys, I know you guys really, you don't want me to be miserable. You don't want me to just hate fantasy.
No, you can't come in miserable because you lose a fantasy game.
I am so praying, and I need your prayers for Mark Andrews and Harris Butker tonight.
Guys.
Please, guys, we need this victory more than anything in the world.
Guys, I believe there are certain things you pray for. That's not one of them.
That is one of them.
Coach, listen, people have ailing relatives, COVID right now. We're in a damn pandemic. They're not praying for your fantasy.
They don't have jobs. They don't know how they're going to pay bills right now.
You pray for different things, and this –
Coach, listen, my neighbor hasn't worked in 8 months. There's a prayer that needs to be said before your fantasy team, coach.
Come on.
Listen, we bring so much enjoyment to your life. Do you want a miserable-sounding podcast? Then don't pray for me. But if you want us to come in here upbeat and excited about what's going on in the sports world, you need to pray for Harrison Butker and Mark Andrews tonight. Let's get this W. Thank you, Cowboys.
I will say this. Give me a second on my fantasy team. I love our fantasy league of 48 people. You had to know there was going to be some people that didn't care about their team whatsoever. So me and my nephew, we're playing a girl this week. And so the whole week, I'm like, dude, we're playing a girl. A girl's not going to beat us. We are playing a girl in fantasy. Guys, come Sunday morning.
Mormon.
Are you
Mormon
now?
Too?
Damn it. I didn't mean to say that. Once I turned on the old app, she put Smith-Schuster on her bench. So after I saw that, it was over. We've already won, and we still got Patty to go tonight, boys.
Patty? Oh, Patrick.
I mean, you got to love our fantasy league because there's going to be some duds. And I think in the White Claw division, we got some pretty weak teams.
Well, let me tell you.
You don't put Smith-Schuster on the bench.
Joe Mixon, like, do the Bengals not know how to use him or what? Like,
no, they give him his 12 carries for
God
40 yards.
God almighty, he does nothing.
Coach, a good 40 yards isn't good for you?
No! Like, can we get a 100-yard game and maybe a touchdown?
But coach, how many years have you been saying this?
I know, and I get back on him, and he's just, but, Man.
Sweetie, I promise I'll never yell at you again. But, hey, you have my word. If I ever drink too much, I won't yell at you.
But then it's the same thing. The guy keeps yelling at the woman.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Every year he says he's not going to do mixing, but then he just keeps doing it. It's a trend, Coach.
I promise I'm going to quit drinking. Then here we go. Hey, hits the sauce again.
Friday night, drank a little bit too much on the patio.
I apologize. I slipped. I slipped.
I did. I slipped. I mean, he was
you
just
keep
sitting
picking,
there.
Mixing, and then you continue to bit.
Whoa.
Bit about getting mixing.
And mixing is what he thought he is. He always gets 12 carries, 40 yards. I don't know what you
there
thought.
There was a time when he was good.
I don't understand.
It was just a long time ago.
You talk about him when he was good at college?
Why don't they throw him the ball out of the backfield? Why do we bring Giovanni Bernard in the game when you have Mixon who can catch the dang ball?
Here we go.
But whatever. It's all right.
The couch coach.
Pray for my team tonight, Mark Andrews and Harrison Butker. But let's talk about the Cowboys.
Is his name Butker?
I don't know how to spell
this. Butkus.
No. But, man, the Cowboys, another loss.
And everybody predicted it. It's tough when people on Twitter can predict are going into a podcast attitude. They said Lunch is going to make excuses for the Bears because he said that they were bad.
Well, he hasn't done that yet,
but he's about to. Foreshadowing.
For sure.
And Eddie, they said, was going to be pissed. And Eddie, you started your intro downtrodden. The listeners know what you're going to do before you even do it, Coach.
Coach, that's how this. I think the listeners are just so close to us; they know us so well.
I'm unpredictable, Coach. They don't know what they're going to get with me. Is it slightly hungover? Is it energetic, Coach? Is it on a bender? Am I on tilt from gambling? They don't know, Coach.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But you know what the listeners do always know, or they think they always know, or the Cowboys are going to lose, and they always love to do that. Cowgirls suck. They're going to lose. They're not going to win. Gosh, this game was so close.
And you put up 30-something points and you still didn't win? That's a good amount of offense to not win a game. I mean, if you're the Vikings, you put up that much offense and you didn't win? Cowboys, you guys had a great offensive game and you didn't win?
Here's my conclusion. I think the Seattle Seahawks are a phenomenal team. They good team.
Russell Wilson is awesome.
Awesome.
Well, then why are we not betting them to win the Super Bowl instead of getting on our knees? Get up off the ground and let's bet them.
There are these guys, they call themselves the Chiefs. There are these other guys called the Ravens.
There's these other guys called the Bills.
I mean, there are a lot of people out there, Coach.
But those Chiefs ain't going to be as powerful come tomorrow morning.
Also, the Rams. The Rams are actually pretty darn good.
There's a little group of football players that call themselves the Titans, Coach.
Stop. The Titans. You guys are delusional.
What do you mean?
The Titans.
They're 3-0.
Okay, yeah, 3-0. If that's what you want to call, they are 3-0. But you're letting the record.
Wait, are you talking about the Bears or are you talking about the Titans?
No, I'm talking about the Titans.
Titans first.
Well, and Titans also mean money. When the Titans do well, we get our watch parties for our podcast, so we're actually rooting for them to do really well. So
there's no watch parties. Coach, there's Corona.
Let's be real.
So there is no watch party.
Are we doing a Zoom watch party?
Correct. Here is the thing.
I think Corona can clear up very soon, boys.
The Titans are fool's gold so far. They have beaten teams with a combined record of 1-8. And you want to know their margin of victory? 6 points.
That's a good amount. 2 field goals. I'm comfortable with that. No, you want to win by 100?
No. That's combined total. A win is a win. They have not played any good teams yet.
Coach.
Their defense is like a leaking dam. I mean, there is just water rushing through the dam, and you don't know how to stop it. It's like you don't know what hole to plug.
It's like me when I got to take a...
How are they giving up this many points?
You're saying they need beavers on the team.
I don't know how they're giving up this many points in yards
Vaccaro's
to these terrible teams.
You got Vaccaro as
a
beaver.
LaJuan. He's a fat old beaver.
LaJuan's hurt. Is he out?
I don't know.
He's a beaver that's out.
That beaver had a weird little concuss.
But you paid Jadeveon Clowney $20 million to come in, and your defense still is it's awful.
Not yeah, and Jadeveon, beaver. He was awesome, man. He freaking we got a touchdown. It got called back because he clocked some dude that was behind the play.
Saw that.
I mean, good. So the Titans actually put up even more than that. We actually won by 8. And then I shouldn't have lost the bet to Eddie because that should have been a touchdown.
Coach, when they won by 1 point, I'm like, wow, it was a noon game. This is great.
So me and Eddie had the bet where I said there wouldn't be a game that was 1 point. Eddie said there would be. Eddie wins, so I owe you a $5 player transfer. Yes. I'm still waiting on the funds from Sore Losers Locks.
Okay.
He owes me a hundo.
Okay. I am expecting this $5. Coach, but why didn't – I was thinking – how did that bet start? Like, what did
that's actually the greatest question of it all. How did that bet start?
What did we say, and what did he say, and why did I say that?
I want to say that it was something like where I was saying, oh, if you get there's a bet where there's no touchdown under 1.5 yards. And then maybe you said there's a bet where a team only wins by one. And I was like, that's a lock. I said, teams never win by one.
It might have been something like that. I have no idea how we got down that avenue.
Okay.
But Jaguars won by 18, Bears won by 4, Bills won by 3.
The Jaguars didn't win.
Read that wrong. Dolphins won by 18.
Oh, that was a Thursday, Coach.
Bears won by 4. Bills won by 3. Browns won by 14. Titans won by 1.
1.
Patriots won by 16. Niners won by 27. Bengals, Eagles won by 0. It was a tie.
That's crazy.
And Steelers won by 7. Colts won by 29. Panthers won by 5. Buccaneers won by 18. Lions won by 3. Seahawks won by 7. Sorry, Eddie. Packers won by 7. Dang it! I missed it by one game.
Cowboys were really close to winning. We're winning by one.
Right. So that
they were so close to winning by one.
Dang it, dude. I wanted to be right so bad.
I mean, you know, they had a minute on the clock or 2 minutes on the clock.
But you knew Seattle was going to march down.
I mean, that's a lot.
I don't think Seattle thought they were going to score.
And guys, this just straight in from Las Vegas, Nevada. The Seahawks are 10-1. Now would be the time if you guys want to bet them.
What about? I would rather bet the Bills.
I like the
what
Bills.
What the? Sam Hill?
Coach, have you watched the Bills? Have you watched the Bills?
I watched them in person last year. They had trouble
scoring. I'm not talking about last year, Coachy.
I'm not talking about a month ago, but we still talk about it.
The better bet, I mean, money-wise, the better bet is the Bills, but the safer bet would be the Seahawks because the NFC is not as good.
Here's my problem with the Bills.
Why don't we just bet the Jets at 25,000-1 and call me Sammy? I mean, let's make a smart bet.
I'd put a dollar on it.
No. I'll take that bet.
I'll see what
you $1.
Yeah, $1. I'll take it.
But see, Coach, when you do a dollar bet, it's a miracle bet.
Hey, if the Jets $1
to win 40 or something, you know?
$1 on the Jets, guys, we would win $2,500 if they win
the
Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Eddie, I'll be the book right now. I would love to have a free dollar.
I mean, Coach, it's okay. I'll give you a
dollar. Seriously, though.
I'll give you a dollar, but you have to pay me 25. How much, Coach? 25,000?
2,500.
If the Jets win the Super Bowl.
Seriously, though. Give me that dollar.
Oh, I don't have the dollar. I'll get you one.
Okay.
But you have to give me the 2,500 if they win the Super Bowl.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. Venmo me right now.
No problem.
Okay. All right.
No problem. That's anybody else you want to take? You want to take
for a dollar?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah.
Give me the Jaguars for a dollar.
Guys, okay. We've turned our podcast into a straight up sports book.
I will take free money.
Back alley a sports book.
Not even a classy one. Just a dirty one.
Hey, Coach, screw it. Give me the Bengals.
What about the Giants? You want the Giants too?
Oh, I cannot take the Giants, Coach. I like my dollars to like make me some money, but that's really throwing it away.
The Jets are just bad. Here's the thing. The Cowboys, they lost again.
I know.
They're 1-2.
That's
but the
silver lining.
The good news is they do not have to beat a single good team to make the playoffs.
Correct.
Because the Jets are so bad.
Not the Jets, Coach.
The Giants?
The Giants.
The
Philadelphia,
Eagles.
Easy.
I knew
and
I
the
did
Redskins.
The wrong New York team.
Oh, the Washington.
I just tried to warn
team.
You.
Coach.
The what are they? They're
Washington
called
football League.
The football team. They have the worst division in
division. Well,
I don't know how long it's been since a division has been this bad, but it is awful.
Well, Eli Manning, I guess, are we realizing that Eli Manning was better than we thought he was?
No.
Okay. So
they've been bad.
So Davy Jones.
But Daniel Jones is bad.
Okay.
He looks bad.
Okay. So, I mean, what were the Giants a terrible team when Eli Manning was with them?
Yes.
Last year.
The last couple of years
he was with them.
The last 2 or 3 years.
I mean,
really
now
bad.
Poor Davey, he sucks. He has no running back. They suck.
They're terrible.
That's great for the Cowboys.
I mean, they got blown out. Here's what's crazy. The 49ers were
they
on their
no
second
one.
String of everybody. Second string
Who's
quarterback.
Who's that quarterback? Mullins?
Mullins.
He's good.
He is pretty good. He played good.
Oh, he was the backup, too.
Like he was the third string a couple years ago.
That's right.
When Garoppolo went down, then Beathard got hurt. Then they went with Mullins, and Mullins actually had a pretty darn good year.
I'd go Cap over Mullins.
I wouldn't.
Cap?
Burnett.
Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, Coach. That'd be awesome.
The Niners are on their fourth string running back. They are their whole defensive line was hurt.
What happened to ketchup and mustard?
Mustard's hurt, Coach.
Mostert's hurt. Coleman's hurt.
That's just my nickname for them.
Oh.
So they.
What about Burrito? Where is he?
He's in Miami. Oh,
thank Wrong you. State, coach.
Thank you, coach.
Across the country.
He's with the Dolphins. He played on Thursday night.
He's with Gesicki.
And they still just got obliterated.
Mm-hmm.
Obliterated.
No, they suck. I mean, because the Giants suck.
It's never been finer to be a 49er.
Oh, he must be pissed. Coach, do you want to call him?
Why would he be pissed? They're awesome.
They're awesome.
49ers are not awesome, coach.
They're hurt. They're decimated by injuries. They're lucky that right now they're playing the crap teams because they have no one to – they have nobody out there on the field that you can – it's all second-string people from the practice squad. Anybody that has a pulse, they're putting in the game. That's what they're doing.
You should try out.
No, I'm good.
I'm Jason Gibble, man, big in business deals, trying to get that money.
I don't know who's really worse.
Like, and Adam Gase and the Jets, Adam Gase will be fired within the next 2 weeks.
That Jets game was awesome. I had Colts for the final leg of the parlay, and it was beautiful. I mean, it was the first possession of the game was an intercepted pick six.
I know. I had their defense.
You know, it's great. It's coming from Eddie, who says, don't have a defense. And that Colts defense scored me 26 points.
What'd I say? Oh, on fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, interceptions.
Coach, well, on the Sore Losers League, you're risking it. You can either get 20-plus points with a defense, or you can get minus 10. Depending if you let them score two touchdowns, you can lose your entire game.
And since Eddie started in on the website, myfantasyboxwoobox.55.com, let me say this. Derrick Henry scored two touchdowns in 5 minutes. I was so excited to see my point total. I'd never seen a guy score touchdowns that quickly, and I thought, wow, I cannot wait for this skyrocket. I checked my phone. 2 minutes later, I checked my phone. Again, I checked my phone. It was easily 10 minutes updated after those touchdowns.
All right, I'm going to flash back to last Wednesday night. I noticed something in my division, the Corona Cove division. Somebody in my division got rid of Julio Jones, and he's sitting on that waiver wire. And I text Lunchbox. I'm like, dude, I'm not making fun of the website.
Listen, there's some weak teams in this league.
I'm not making fun of the website. I promise you this is a legit question. How do I get Julio Jones? Because I have been screwed twice already on trying to get people off the waiver wire.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, Molly McGrath was ahead of you in the waiver order. That's why you think you got screwed.
I don't know if she's comfortable her name being out there, but continue.
So Lunchbox breaks it down. All right, here's what it is. This is what you need to do. After he told me, read the rules. It's all in the rules. I read the rules. I'm like, coach, I read the rules. I still don't understand.
It's amazing how other people in this league are able to put in waiver claims. They get the players they want, and they have no problem with it.
The rules say that if somebody drops a player, that they are locked until the next day.
Yeah, for 24 hours.
So I'm assuming, not 24 hours, yes. They said the next day. I'm assuming, fine, it's 24 hours. So at 9 o'clock, because I've already tried to claim him on the waiver wire, but it says, not able to do that. Player is locked. Player is locked. Not able to add him to waiver wire. Woobox 55. This is Kenny.
Fantasy.com.
Fantasy.com. Kenny says,
Coach, you almost said fantasy.
So anyway, 9 o'clock comes, coach, and I go to get Julio Jones. No, somebody already got him. I'm like, Lunchbox, how did this happen?
And
coach, we still can't figure it out.
I can tell you, Ray. He
you
didn't
need to get some instrumental help.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
Here, Ray, it's this easy. He didn't put in a waiver claim. That's what happened.
Nope. Oh my, you missed out on Julio Iglesias and Jones because you didn't do a waiver wire request?
Exactly.
No, coach, I just told you I tried to do waiver wire requests all on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and what did it say? Kenny says not able to.
Do you know what a waiver wire request is similar to?
What?
It's when you log online to pizzahut.com and you place your order for pizza. Do you ever just go to Pizza Hut and not order?
No, coach.
And then
coach,
just wait
coach,
on it?
I went to Pizza Hut and I said, I want Julio Jones with no toppings. Kenny says no.
What did the cash register say?
Kenny says this is not a valid request. So guess what? My theory is that whoever got Julio Jones, I don't know who it is, but is Lunchbox's cousin or something. Somebody related to the Box family is in my league
we've all got an alias name. We've all got his relatives in our divisions.
I feel screwed.
I mean, I don't feel any sympathy.
Why
for
you. Why are you stuttering?
I don't feel any sympathy that you don't know how to put in a waiver claim. That's your fault.
I tried.
No, Kenny, you obviously didn't do it right. You had to click on him.
I did click on him.
And then who were you going to drop on your team? Did you click on
someone
on your team?
Yes, I did. Some guy of the Vikings, Madison or whatever. And I clicked on him.
And then you went down and hit submit.
And when I hit submit, because they let me do all that. And when I hit submit, God dang. Woo box. I'm sorry, coach. I don't mean to trash the website.
Listen, here's the thing.
That one hurt.
That's your fault, not mine.
That one hurt.
I don't feel bad for you that you don't know how to put in a waiver claim. That's all there is to it.
But again, silver lining for the Cowboys losing, the rest of the division sucks. Silver lining for this is, guys, I'm crossing my fingers that Lamar Jackson doesn't go off for 40 points, 50 points today.
Oh, he's going to go off, coach. You ever seen the Chiefs
play football?
Well,
what did that have to do with that?
Oh, because of my fantasy. I'll be 3-0.
No, but I'm saying Julio Jones didn't even play this week, so it wouldn't have mattered.
No, I'm just saying silver linings of all things.
Okay.
My fantasy team.
And I'm sorry that you don't know how to put in a waiver claim and you didn't do it right.
Oh, my
God. It happens. And that,
well, tell your cousin congrats for getting Julio Jones.
Hey, I booked us Pitts just to give a little teaser, a deep tease, if you will. When is he coming in?
In a little bit, yeah.
Just because it's a big game.
Yeah.
Guys, what's his name? Arnold. Arnold said that we need to start teasing. So
this is called a deep tease.
Arnold said we need to have guests.
Pitts,
so we're going to bring
coming in a little bit. Don't leave us.
Arnold tells us to book a guest. We book a guy that's across the hallway.
Yeah. So what else happened in the NFL? The Bills are really good. The Rams look. I mean, I think this.
Coach,
no.
How do the Rams look good? Who did they beat?
They beat the Cowboys, the Eagles.
No. This week, who did they beat?
Nobody.
What?
They lost.
Oh, okay. So how are they good?
You played a Bills team very tough, and they could have even won.
Oh,
there was a pass interference call at the end.
Look, if you want to divorce your wife and marry McVay, marry him. I mean, because that's the only reason you love the Rams. I mean, I don't know what it is about certain teams. You even hate your own team, the Bears. Go marry McVay, coach. Trash all your Bears jerseys, all your stuff that you collect, and go start buying Rams jerseys.
Why? Because they're good?
No, because you love them. Because they're not good.
Really? I would say somebody send him a Rams jersey, get this guy that, but the dude that promised us the Jags jerseys never came through, so I hate getting hopes up like that.
What is bad about the Rams? Like, how are they not good?
Nothing. It's just of all the teams to talk about, you continue to go to the Rams acting like they're a good team. They're not good. They're mediocre at best.
Yeah, screw the Rams. Let LA have them, dude. This is Nashville, bro.
The Rams. Go ahead, coach.
I think this no crowd noise is a bigger factor than we realize.
It is. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
because, like, the
yes.
Bills, they get up big on the Rams. And usually you have that crowd to keep you hyped up because naturally, you're like, when you get up big and something, you're like, oh, I can kind of relax.
Yeah.
And I think that happens with the no crowd. And all of a sudden, here come the Rams. Boom, boom, boom. Rams take the lead. It's like, uh-oh. We got to psych ourselves. We got to get hype back up, and they come back and win. But I think the no crowd really allows for these huge comebacks a little bit.
Yes.
Also, you saw it last night with Aaron Rodgers on the road
in
New Orleans.
I was in bed.
He is able to get he uses the hard count to draw the Saints offside.
He's been doing it for years with crowds.
He uses the hard
count. But not on the road. The Saints crowd would have drowned him out, so the defensive lineman wouldn't have hurt
his
him.
Hard count never worked on the road when
it
people
usually
were in the
doesn't because you can't hear it.
Eddie, are you saying hard count or hard
count? Why do you keep thinking I'm saying that word, coach? I'm not saying that word.
So the fact that usually when you're on the road,
does he have a big count or not?
It's actually a very big hard count.
The more excited he gets, the bigger the count gets.
The noise. They would be going to a silent count because it's so loud in the Superdome in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
But with
it's
no
not a
crowd.
Silent. Oh, okay. Yeah.
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 So with the no crowd, he's able to use his heart on the road. So it's just so weird. And the Saints are in. Guys, Drew Brees cannot throw the ball more than 10 yards. Mm-hmm. All he did last night was throw it to Alvin Kamara 5, 8, 9.
That's
10.
All he needs to do, really.
No, it's not.
Well, coach, I know.
He has to throw the ball deep because, no, they can't get big chunk plays. Everybody says, all right, go ahead.
Well, then put Taysom Hill in there.
And he fumbled.
I saw that. I'm just saying,
are in real trouble with Drew Brees. It does not look like they keep saying, oh, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. We are 3 weeks into the season and Drew Brees can't throw the ball 20 yards.
Is he really physically not able to do it? Like, is he having a hard time throwing the ball? No, I know he's not completing those passes.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Have we seen an attempt to throw 40 yards? And
no,
it not
I haven't
get
seen
there?
One. That's okay. What I'm saying. Okay. We haven't even seen one.
So let's see one.
Let's
see him throw a 40-yard one and it only go 20 yards. Then we can make that statement.
The defense is just playing 15 yards off the line because they're like, he can't throw it over our head. Like, we can just sit and they can't. So they can't move the ball. That's why the Saints are struggling. They're 1-2.
Yeah. And I mean, what you're saying, I actually predicted. So that's the thing. What we're going to do on this show is we predict stuff. So it will win you a significant amount of money. We all won all our bets this weekend, maybe except for one that randomly got tweeted or something.
I didn't win mine.
They almost covered, but they didn't.
But for the most part, we're winning our people money. You guys are our disciples. We're giving you money. So what Lunch is saying, what he saw with his own eyes, I saw before the game was going to happen. That Packers +3 was a lock. That was a lead pipe, stone cold lock.
Did you see it being that close, Coach?
I mean, Packers won by 7, Coach. It was
last minute. Right?
It was
won by 10. They were up by 10. Saints kicked a field goal with 30 seconds left.
And Coach, it was a wallop of a win. That's what you call a landslide, a whitewash, Coach, a bloodbath.
I would say the Niners game was more of a whitewash bloodbath.
What about the Colts game?
That was a massacre. Dude.
That was a beautiful final leg of the parlay, boys. I started out puckered, and by 5 minutes, once you see that interception, you say, you know what? The gods are smiling down on me today, and today they are granting this parlay permission to be cashed. Yeah!
How much did you win, Coach?
Coach, it was put $1 on it.
Oh, nice.
Coach.
So you won 50?
Yes, Coach. Yeah. Yes.
It was, the Saints. And everybody's going to say, oh, well, he didn't have Michael Thomas. Well, Aaron Rodgers didn't have Davante Adams.
He had a Lizard, correct. And he also had Marcus Scalding Vanquez.
He didn't have his top wide receiver, and he was still able to fling that ball all around the yard and hit receiver Lazard.
There are a lot of receivers that the Packers have that are pretty decent.
He has Emmanuel Sanders. Jared Cook got hurt. But, the Saints, it really looks like Drew Brees is laboring. That offense is laboring. Something's not right. And if it's Brees' arm strength, bye-bye.
Guys, and to touch on the crowd noise, just because it was spoken about a second ago, I don't know if you guys noticed this in the Titans. Who did they play?
Vikings game. Coach. The Minnesota Vikings.
Sorry, Coach. I watched the game for 3 hours. Just had a brain fart. What I realized is, as an audio guy, it irritated me so much. They were off with the audio. The Titans would make a running play where they would get 8 yards, and the audio was cheering. If they're in Minnesota, why is there cheering? So as I'm taking a leak, boys, I'm in the next room. I'm doing some dishes. I'm vacuuming. I would hear cheering. I'm like, oh, my gosh, great. The Vikings, would they intercept it? I go in there. No, we just got an 8-yard gain. The audio was off. It sounded fake. Whoever was running it in Minnesota, you did a f-ing terrible job.
They're definitely trying. I see a little bit of effort now, to kind of
match it up.
Big play. Audience gets louder kind of thing, but they're not Premier League status. That those soccer guys,
they're perfect.
They're really good.
Perfect.
The audio guys.
Yes. So Packers might be kind of good.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see, Coach. Look, all these games so far, I think this is the first week that we're starting to see teams at their truest level, because the first 2 weeks.
Coach, explain that. What
first
the?
2 weeks, I mean, Coach, you're talking no preseason games. You're talking no crowds. It's got to feel.
Very limited training camp.
It has to feel like a scrimmage. Even though you're playing, and it's hard for us to grasp that, Coach, because it sounds normal to us.
Well, then I don't want the fake noise. I want to, as a better, I want to feel what the players are feeling like.
We will never understand that.
It is an eerie, creepy feel, because there's a couple times during the Titans game, they turned off the audio and they showed us what the players hear.
Yeah.
Guys, it's YMCA style.
Yes.
Back when you played flag football with your buddies playing grab ass.
You're telling me in the Cowboys game, when there's momentum going on both sides, game-winning momentum, that it doesn't, you can't feel it 100% because that crowd's not behind you.
Hey, and that
you're
touchdown?
Rushing down that field, and it feels like a chess match,
dude,
without audio.
Leon Lett getting caught from behind. Maybe that doesn't happen if there's a crowd. Maybe he knows to go farther. Maybe he's
he started hot dogging it.
I think that would have happened with the crowd.
It would have mattered.
But I think the crowd would have been like, no, and he would have heard it.
But always afterwards.
No. If you've got the crowd there, he's going to hear them going,
I don't think so, Coach.
He's going to hear that.
No, because the crowd's going crazy. They think he's in, too, because when you're watching on your TV, you don't think that guy's going to get caught. Yes. You don't think that guy's coming from behind. And
always got to think somebody's going to come from behind.
And then
in prison.
Coach. That's how I live my life, Coach.
One hand, he puts it out there in one hand because he's like, oh, yeah, I got this. And boom, it was
Coach, you got him from behind.
What is – what's his name? Carroll, Pete Carroll. What's he – how does he handle that the next day?
Oh, he's probably so pissed.
Like, is he pissed or he's like, hey?
No, he's probably like, look,
You know what I'm about to tell you.
Yes. They won the game, though, so that, I think the gloss is over.
No, I don't think so.
It's just like when you get in trouble.
Like Deshaun Jackson a few years ago, it may have been Monday Night Football, he dropped it before he reached the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the next day is like, dude, why not just get in the end zone then do it?
But is it a conversation or is it like,
there's a conversation.
No, it's so bad. It's one of those where you almost don't have a conversation.
Or DK Metcalf may go to Pete Carroll and be like, look, my bad.
Oh, I don't know.
My bad.
What if he goes, listen, I'm going to pick out the switch and I want you to spank me. But I don't want to have a discussion about what I did. I just want you to beat my ass.
Carroll closes the blinds in the office.
And he's like,
hey.
Take him off. Take him off.
Come on, bend over.
Take him off, Metcalf.
Hey, I said bend your ass over.
And it's 6 swats for every point you cost us.
6 points. And for the fantasy people, since it was an 8-point swing, there's 2 more.
And then the kicker comes in and he's like, you missed a chance for me to get an extra point.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. You took away my playing time.
Hey, the kicker gets to kick him in the butt, but actually hits him in the nuts. Oh, Coach. Coach, he goats him from behind.
Hey, they should do that.
Yeah. And then you guys get on Twitter, and everybody's all excited about the Bears.
I want to talk to the internet.
Hey, what's Lunchbox going to say about the Bears?
Eddie said, I don't like to be wrong. Well, who likes to be wrong, okay?
I'm fine with being wrong. Hey, if I was wrong, I was wrong.
Exactly.
I'm wrong sometimes.
I'll admit when I'm wrong. That's why on this show on Friday, I was like, man, I can't lock up the Falcons because that defense, they blow leads. And then I thought about it for another day, and I tweeted it. I was like, no, the Falcons, they can't do this 2 weeks in a row. Well, guess what?
They did it.
The Falcons did it 2 weeks in a row, and everybody's all, yay, the Bears are 3-0. The Bears should, really, realistically, could be 0-3. The Lions, week one, DeAndre Swift drops a wide-open touchdown in the end zone with 10 seconds left.
True.
Drops it.
True.
Okay, boom. The Giants.
Should have won it.
Yeah. So the Bears should have lost that game. The Giants, week two. They were down 17-13.
What is this, NFL Films? Why are we going back in history?
Because I'm telling you about like the Bears.
It was a sunny day.
Sort of like I'm telling Ray that the Titans are a little bit of fool's gold at 3-0.
Yes. Which we heard. They're gold to me, babe.
Do you want
to
keep talking about that?
When they win, we get events. The podcast becomes bigger, damn it. We're rooting for the Titans. Tighten the hell up.
He's asking me why we're going back in history. I'm telling you why the Bears, it is a very lucky 3-0. They could easily be 0-3. Then, week two, 17-13, they're up on the Giants with 8 seconds to go. And the Giants have one last play from the 12-yard line, and the Bears knock it down in the end zone.
Only friends and family of the team.
There you go. Okay, a nail biter. We'll give them that win. Win 1-1.
Now he's wearing a mask.
Not the fogged up version like Big Fat Reed wears. But
then against
fogger.
The Falcons, there's no way they should have won that game. There's no way. So they should 1-2 at best is what they should be.
Well, tell the bettors that because my buddy lost out on a parlay because I told him Lunchbox knows the team and said they're going to lose.
Did you say because he's a sports genius?
Yeah, dang but it. Did I get the Vikings plus 2.5 and did I get the Tampa Bay minus 6? Yes.
I didn't tell him that one.
Exactly.
Hey, the Bears.
The Bears.
Do they suck?
They still are not very good.
I told you.
Are they good?
No. They're not.
They're not.
We don't know. Like we don't know. We're about to see a whole new Bears. We're about to see Yes.
When?
Next week.
Why?
Nick Foles is your quarterback, baby.
What is Nick
Foles? When are they going to realize?
What about Trubisky? They make that call mid-season of a 2-0 team.
Coach, mid-game.
Coach, that's like somebody pulling my ass out of this podcast halfway through, coach.
Mid-game.
And then all of a sudden they throw a chicken here and a dude that talks sports. Coach, that's what they did to Trubisky.
Hey, you put it that way. I was like, oh, that's a good point.
Coach, somebody just comes and grabs me. Hey, guys, it's Christina. We need to do a call with her.
New girl?
Cats by 90.
No idea where she is.
I'm sure we have her number.
I did a Twitter post about her coming back on the show, and the truck drivers love her and love her voice.
Of course they do, coach. They're truck drivers.
They want that woman back on this show.
Okay, so what? You don't think Nick Foles is going to change your team, make them a better team? Because they're already 3-0.
Right.
Nick Foles, what he does, he's the fixer-upper. He's the bounty quicker fixer-upper.
Great. That's huge for advertisement. See if we can get that.
Mark the tape. I'll send this off.
On board.
Thank you. Hey, sales, make sure you get this clip.
So this will be the minute where we talk about Nick Foles, the bounty quicker fixer-upper.
That's a perfect segment. Yeah. Lunch, the more that the Bears win, the more you look like you got caught with your pants down.
No.
Come on.
I want the Bears. You understand?
Now.
I want the Bears to be good. I am a Bears fan. I am just realistic when I watch that they should really realistically be 1-2 at best.
Well, realistically, they're not 1-2.
Yeah, if you want to be realistic, they're not 1-2.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
No, the reality of it is they're 3-0, coach. And you're still dogging them.
In your false narrative reality, they're 1-2. But in reality, they're 3-0, realistically speaking.
Man. You want to be real? Let's be real, coach. And you've got Foles.
Yeah, Foles. What is he?
He's won a Super Bowl.
He's a career backup.
That, for some weird reason,
It's not a weird reason. Wherever he goes, he ends up being the backup.
Quarterback in the Hall of Fame wears a glove on their offhand? I mean, I've never seen that.
Probably
before.
Big Ben will be there. So
dang it. Well, he's gonna be in the Hall of Fame. Not for that.
It's Brady, I think, did for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, then scratch it, coach.
No, take that back. But what I'm saying is he's been a career backup. He hasn't been able to separate himself to this huge starting quarterback that we all love. Yes, he had a good run where he led the Eagles to the Super Bowl. They got hot for 6 games, and they won it. I think he's an upgrade over Trubisky, and it makes them better, in my opinion, that they benched Trubisky.
Okay.
I do.
That's what I just said.
So,
they're a better team right now.
I would agree with that, but I still don't think they're an elite team. I don't think they're good enough to do anything.
I don't think anyone's an elite team right now.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Dude, there is obviously
the Chiefs,
the Seattle
the Patriots,
Seahawks are amazing.
The Ravens, the Bills.
Coach, do you really think the Patriots, think Cam's going to stay healthy?
Yes.
You really think Cam's going to stay healthy?
Yeah.
That's a great point, Eddie.
Okay.
Because that's usually what happens. His shoulder's bad.
Anybody that
are some people that are more injury prone.
They're not. You can't say, do you know they're going to stay healthy? No. But if he stays healthy, yes, the Patriots are really good.
But what worries me about. Coach, one, the Patriots. That's what worries me about the Bills a little bit, because Josh Allen thinks he's a freaking running back. He's great, but dude, you're not a running back.
Every team in the NFL is one injury away from sucking.
That's not my point. There are certain players that play recklessly, and with in Cam's case, his body isn't what it used to be, and he continues to run like he's in Auburn. Like, he's not there, Cam, and he feels good because it's week 3 or week 4 now, but it's going to catch up to him. That's what I think.
His little Superman dive he did, that was the dumbest thing ever. Like, how did he not get hurt during that play? Every time Cam plays, there's always that moment. Oh, he probably should have got hurt there.
It's the same thing with Lamar Jackson. It's the same thing with Lamar Jackson. That's the same thing with Russell Wilson.
He's young.
But Russell Wilson does a good job. I mean, look at Kyler Murray.
Russell Wilson doesn't play like Cam Newton.
Because he's not as big.
And he's a little more careful, too. Cam thinks like he can still be Superman. Cam, you're not really Superman. It's just a name they gave you.
I think he gave it himself.
Oh, okay.
Even worse. There's about 10 athletes that are all called Superman.
Yeah, Shaq's the real Superman.
Dwight Howard's the real Superman.
No, Shaq was Superman before Dwight Howard.
Guys, it doesn't matter. You're not really Superman. They're just little nicknames they give you.
Clark Kent is really Superman,
but then
everybody stole it.
And he's fictional.
Why doesn't somebody take a different superhero, like really embrace it? Like
Batman.
I mean, that would be one to embrace, yeah. Or if somebody was like Spider-Man.
Yeah, but why?
He is. Donovan Mitchell is Spider-Man.
But, he is?
Yeah, that's his nickname, Spidey.
They should give a receiver that's got sticky hands Spider-Man.
No, everybody has sticky hands. They put all that sticky on the glove. That's how they catch the ball.
I know, did you see Ertz? Ertz caught a one-hander or whatever, and he was like touching his glove. He's like, wow, that is sticky.
Yeah, dude, that same thing with Randolph for the Vikings. He caught one with like his fingertip. He Odell'd it. I'm like, that only happens because he's got sticky.
Oh, yeah. You know what the problem is? That was a great catch.
You want to, hey, receivers, if you're all listening to us right now, here's the problem. You have kids watching, and they're all going to think they can catch the ball with one hand.
Well, Randolph,
and we don't have
to.
No.
Coach, physically speaking, sometimes you can reach one hand farther than you can reach two. That's where the evolution of the one-handed catch came, Coach.
I got it, Coach. But these kids, their hands aren't big enough to catch one-handers, and they're playing flag football, and they're missing
their
catches.
Well, they should know that if they can't catch it one-handed, they're not going to the NFL. Because the guys that are catching it one-handed in flag football, they got big hands. That means they're going to grow to be big and play wide receiver in the NFL.
I'm telling you right now, my nephew's going to lose the state championship game his senior year of high school because he only catches it with one hand.
Yeah, got
it. When we go play catch, kids don't catch with two hands anymore. They only one hand Odell.
Yes. I mean, I'm throwing it to the numbers, Coach, and they're trying to catch it with one hand. I'm like, guys, use both of your hands.
It's annoying.
It's very annoying.
And if you're a Falcons fan this morning, you have to be annoyed because you woke up.
They're probably not awake, Coach. No. They're still sleeping.
And Dan Quinn still has a job. I don't know how
Atlanta.
He's not fired right now. Like, how do you blow a 15 and 16 point lead two weeks in a row, whatever,
Watch
in the fourth
mouth.
Quarter and not be fired?
What about Matty Ice? You fire him too?
Man.
What are you calling?
We're calling the Falcons. We're going to fire Dan Quinn. We're calling the Atlanta Falcons. Like they won't do it.
You're going to call them and fire them?
Yeah, they won't do it. Their GM is, you know, too chicken crap to fire Dan. No, I knew you were dialing, so I didn't do it. That you don't want to fire Dan Quinn, then the sore losers will take care of it for you. Because listen.
Thank you for calling the Atlanta Falcons ticket sales. And
are you going to do it?
Yeah, I will.
And you're going to say representing the sore losers.
I'm joining in.
MyFalconsTickets.com.
Jason Gibble.
You're going to say representing the sore losers. We want
Falcons Nation.
For current season ticket members, throw our name out there. Assistance with their PSL or season ticket account.
I don't know what this girl's saying. Just get me to a person.
I got it. I'm going to say Jason Dibble, making business manager.
Coach, my name's Gibble.
Coach, go straight to the coach's office.
Press 3.
Oh, I'm sure that'll be an option, Coach. Give me the number.
If you'd like to speak to Coach,
press 4.
Plus 4.
For group sales, press 5.
Coach.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, can I talk to Dan Quinn?
Your expected wait time is greater than 20 minutes.
Whoa. That's great. We have time. Go ahead and wait.
All of our representatives.
How is it 20 minutes?
Filibuster.
Hey, can you try to find me a different number then, like a front desk?
At MyFalconsTickets.com.
Hey, real talk. They can't even have fans. How is there a 20-minute wait for
Coach,
tickets?
Probably we're not the only ones trying to fire Coach Quinn.
Oh, you think other radio shows had the idea?
No, Pete, just fans.
No, just fans are calling in pissed off. They're saying, hey, I don't want my ticket.
To Kamara, and Atlanta rallies to the ball. Kamara's going to lose about 4 on the play.
Coach, are they replaying the Super Bowl?
Because I'm on their website.
No, wait, this is championship
and it says head coach Dan Quinn. Like, he's still employed this morning, and I don't know how.
Hey, Coach, put the audio up. Archie Manning steps back. He's looking. Oh, wait.
They're like playing Atlanta Hawks highlights.
Deion Sanders with a pick. Deion Sanders.
Crossing to the left. All right,
here.
Inside the 30, 20,
10.
Out of bounds at the 15.
Touchdown, Deion Sanders.
Play fake to Freeman. Ryan crossing route here.
Their highlights suck butt, dude. No, that's a different number.
Try that one.
Well. Eddie, carry the show and filibuster.
So.
Hey, college football.
You know what?
Big 12 sucks.
I hit a 4-game parlay. Sucks. Hold on, I want to talk about this. I hit a 4-gamer this weekend. Well, one of them pushed. And that sucks, man. When you hit a parlay and you get everything right, but one team pushed, that sucks. That really does. No, I was supposed to win. I know, but I was supposed to win $18. I put a dollar on it. Was supposed to win $18, Coach, and I won $10. I still won, but it sucked. Also, college football, Coach. I didn't really see anything good. I didn't really watch a lot.
I'm gonna tell you what.
Texas won barely.
No, you want to know? Texas is the Dallas Cowboys. The Texas Longhorns are the Dallas freaking Cowboys.
Yell louder, Coach.
Get
they can't
that
hear
guy
you.
On a mic.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm watching them. I'm watching them this weekend against
Tech. Can I turn
Tech.
The air back on?
Yeah, okay. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm taking off this sweatshirt. I'm
Eddie,
hot.
And
receptionist.
All this Texas hype
is not
every
answering.
Freaking
this
year.
Mailbox is full.
Every year. Yeah, you won the game.
Messages.
They're not accepting messages.
Coach. Press one.
Correction. The Cowboys don't ever think we're going to win.
No, every year you hear about how the Cowboys, this
no,
is their year.
This is just
the Cowboys
that's just,
fans.
Coach, that's just
get
our
all
slogan.
Hyped up.
That's our slogan to get
and
us out of
that's
bed.
That's the same thing with the Texas Longhorns.
Press pound. To leave a message for someone on the system.
Yes, leave the message.
Number.
Leave the message.
Yeah, we're going to leave a message.
All right, we're talking
Please enter your mailbox number.
6969.
Okay. Yep, 6969. How do they not have...
Coach, they're not trying to sell tickets. They got
six,
like...
6969.
No, 69.
That's an invalid mailbox number.
Please. They're like, we will send
Please
you straight to Julio
mailbox
Jones.
Number.
Yeah. Coach, that number we dialed might actually be a legit number. Because I feel like we're part of the
That's
personnel.
That's an incorrect entry.
Coach,
Please
think of what number
to
would Coach
your
want.
Mailbox, you need to enter the mailbox number assigned to you. Please enter it now.
420. Come on, it's the NFL.
Mailbox, you need to enter the mailbox
Coach, 420,
assigned.
Coach. It's the NFL.
Please
It'll get through.
Now.
I dropped through. Hey, Weed Bomber in our fantasy league would have liked that one.
420. That goes to
Listen,
Freeman. He is no longer with...
We're going to have to bail on the Atlanta Falcons bit just because it's a 20-minute wait, Coach.
420.
Well, I'm getting
that is
an
invalid number. LeGarrette Blount no longer plays for the Falcons.
Yes, I am just I'm watching that game, and Texas is supposed to be, top 10 team in the country.
Gosh, there's no one playing. They're just
good
getting those numbers
God.
Out.
And they can't even handle the team in the panhandle. I mean, what are they going to do when they have to leave the state?
Every single freaking year, the Texas they look unprepared. They look like they didn't know how to tackle. They didn't know how to do – I mean, it looked awful.
Well, I'm glad the Texas X's, they all probably went and got – faced,
dun, dun, dun,
but then they
dun,
barely dun, almost dun. Lose the game.
But they're
going to
be so excited because they won, and Texas is once again a joke.
No, you know what it is? It's all those, the boosters at the coffee shop right now, they're happy as can be, but guess what? That's not a good team. So yeah, you went to your tailgate, and you played cornhole, and you guys barely beat a panhandle team. But at the end of the day, the Texas X's, the boosters, whoever puts the coaching staff in place, whoever makes the decisions in Austin, it's all a bunch of chicken shit. Okay,
Coach, you still said the word.
I mean, it was nice. They came back and won a miracle win. If that's what you're happy with as a Texas
coach,
fan,
coach. But they're going to be happy with it because when it's a W, yeah, your team sucked, but everyone's like, hey, we still won, man. It's all good.
Coach, what was the accent you were doing?
I mean, that was all my friends when I watched.
Okay.
I'll watch Longhorns games with the
Dude,
they all sounded.
All my friends are either Longhorns and Spurs fans.
I'm being real, Coach. We're all Mexicans.
All
in
you
living
fools
room watching
in
it.
Texas are Longhorn and Spurs fans.
Yes.
And then it kind of breaks up when it goes then to
Correct.
Mavericks and Dallas Stars.
All my Longhorns friends, when we'd watch them on games, we'd all talk like that, man.
Yeah.
Damn, Longhorns, man. They suck, but we still won.
All right, he's giving me another number.
Yeah, and the Big 12, just the Big 12 in general is god-awful. I mean... Kansas State gets beat by Louisiana Lafayette or one of those terrible schools.
But then they beat
Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
And Oklahoma's supposed to be the number three team in the country.
Coach, it's their first game of the year, Coach.
It doesn't matter. Your favorite
Oklahoma's? They went. They played last week?
They played like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my bad.
That Rattler quarterback is a rattle
to
watch.
The
Big
12 is atrocious. Terrible.
Thank you for calling Mercedes-Benz Stadium, located
Mercedes-Benz.
That's where they play.
Atlanta,
Coach,
Georgia.
The coach is in
Listen,
there.
I don't care. I just want someone on the phone. I want to pay off for this bit.
What's his name? Brady
Dan Quinn.
Dan
deep
Quinn.
Tees.
Is Brady Quinn still there? I saw him there
just
yesterday.
Press any number.
Special accommodation requests and guest feedback. Press 3. Food and beverage sales service.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Mercedes-Benz Stadium private events and tour line.
See, this is where Arnold could have come in clutch.
Event, press 1. For individual tour.
Hey, is Abby here?
All of our agents are
no,
currently
Coach.
Unavailable to take your call.
Like,
if you'd like to leave a voicemail message,
yes.
Press 1 now.
One.
Otherwise, please call back later.
Oh, the old voicemail. That's always a funny bit.
Go ahead, Coach.
I hit 1.
Well, it hadn't started.
When I hit 1, it just hung up.
Hey, it's probably on right now.
No, it hung up.
Damn.
You want to call him back?
No, I mean.
I hate to not pay off a bill.
That's what I'm saying.
Arnold!
Can we not find another number?
Arnold, would you vet these bits before we actually do them on a podcast that people are wasting their time listening to? Arnold, get in here.
Scuba, what are you doing in there? Scuba, try to find us a good number.
Arnold.
There's no one in there.
Oh, there's no one in there.
No, Arnold, just Ray.
How many numbers am I holding up? One. That's right. I'm telling you to go yourself. Arnold. Q. Arnold.
But the fact that Dan Quinn is still employed is hilarious.
Okay,
good.
Okay, all right,
can we move on to the next bit?
Yeah. What's the next bit?
Now let's move it.
Hey, Arnold.
Hold on. Can this bit please pay it off?
Yeah, the NBA Finals.
No,
we're not talking.
No.
Come on.
Go to the best bit of the day.
The NBA Finals are set. Lakers Heat.
Okay.
It's great.
Lakers are a huge
please
favorite.
Let me know who wins.
If we want
the Lakers
money,
are going to win. And we want to bet $450 for
a win a dollar?
It ain't that. It's 380, I thought I saw. Unless it's fluctuated.
380? We have to bet 380 to win a dollar?
To win 100.
Oh.
Which is just, I mean, that's you might stupid as well go Heat. You got Drogic, you got.
No, you might as well not go Heat.
That's what I do on UFC, and I hit those once in a while.
UFC fights were good this weekend.
They were pretty good.
You bought them?
I did not buy it.
Okay.
I found out that you can watch them different ways.
Did you watch it?
I watched the main one.
Oh, yeah. How about Costa thinking he was a badass?
Yeah, he sucked.
I mean, he sucked. He was getting hurt. I mean, just getting his leg chopped. And he was acting like it didn't hurt.
Guys. You can't fake that leg chop.
No, you cannot fake it.
You can't fake it. We know it hurts. And trust me, whoever's kicking you, they know it's hurting
you. They know. When they see your leg go from tan to black, like, it is. That's hurting, but no matter what you say.
Even before the fight, you can see the lack of confidence in Costa. Costa. You can see the lack of confidence. Like, I as soon as the fight started, I could tell the other dude was going to win.
I mean, he was just so composed.
Yes.
And just so chill. And Costa's trying to bait him, trying to talk trash.
Ricky
trying to
Martin
act
wannabe.
Trying to act all hype. And he just sat there.
Yeah.
And he's like, whatever. I'm just going to take my time. And he crushed him. Picked him apart. He was supposed to come in and throw some heavy bombs. They said he threw 12 strikes in the two rounds that the fight went.
Crazy.
It was so good.
Did you buy it?
Heck yeah, I did.
Dang, it's crazy you buy all those.
I love it.
A live tweet. I had to vote for Cizan Raymundo in the celebrity that's annoying draft.
Okay, Coach, that's not on this show.
That
is
from The Big Show. Sorry, I get those mixed up with the little show tweets. And lunch with the UFC. There's a website called there's websites you can go to where it's free. Why is he paying $80?
Yeah, coach, I'm no longer going to pay.
Okay, that's fine.
But coach, you can then stream it on your phone, like from your phone or your computer to your
coach,
TV.
Can I tell him an app that he probably has? That,
no.
Just bleep me.
Okay.
It's called Pair. Go.
What?
There's also another one called Streams.
I don't know what you guys are saying.
Okay, I'll do it again. Periscope.
Periscope.
Oh, I said it.
God, guys, what's the point of the bleeping if you're going to say it?
That wasn't disguised. I understood everything you
just
said.
Oh, my goodness. I know what you're saying.
I have no idea how you watch it on Periscope.
Yeah, it's on there.
So you just watch it on your phone?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to watch it on my phone. I want to watch it on the TV.
Dude, on mine?
You can mirror image.
We got to welcome Pitts in a second, but listen, I watched the entire Colts game on this website. Guys, it was flawless. I had a better picture on my phone than I did on my 4K Pixel TV. Shout out, LG, 70-incher.
I would rather watch it on my TV. I don't understand.
For $80?
It was $64.
So, oh, my gosh, money bags. That's so much money.
I understand that.
Okay, brother, get him in. Get on the mic,
brother.
Get him on the mic.
There's a thing on your phone where you can connect your phone to the TV, and it streams it on the TV.
Brother, where's your mask?
I don't know.
My back pocket.
I don't trust it. I don't trust that.
I don't trust
that
it.
That sounds like virus central.
Hey,
it's, you got a smart TV, Yahoo. You
bro,
just push
smart.
It through.
You're an idiot. That's why you can't get it.
Don't pedal your car with your feet. Guys, welcome to the 21st century.
Brother, Pitch,
what
got
the
his
hell
mask
are you doing?
On.
I'm putting my mask on.
Brother, why? You've been in here for 5 minutes
you
without
Andy
a mask,
Reed,
brother.
Get him somebody get him a fog visor.
I was doing as I'm told.
What?
See, here we go. He's already getting political.
I stole this one from The Big Show.
He's already getting political. He knows he has a segment, and he's gonna use his time to get political.
Hey,
what are you doing?
Go ahead, brother.
He asked where my mask was. I was putting my mask on.
Brother, 30 seconds on.
He was making fun of Andy Reid.
Hey, can I please do the Bubs intro?
I don't have one of those fancy masks. Yeah, dude.
Can listen, guys.
Hey, guys, down here at Bubs, if you're not licking your fingers, then you better be licking something else. We love our barbecue just like we love Bubs. Pitts, good luck with the Chiefs tonight. The Ravens are going to eat their butts.
Okay, here we go. Bud eating again.
All right, Bubs. See you, Bubs. Come on down. We got your cheesecake ready.
Hey, can you give Bub 30 seconds to get political?
No.
I'm not getting political. Hell man. No.
What are you talking about, brother?
Brother.
You talking
How
about
excited
Amelia?
Are you for tonight?
I can't tell anyone to wear me a mask.
Stoked, man. What are you talking about? It's Red Monday. There's two Red. Red Friday all through the
there
weekend.
You go. I
didn't have
to
stress weekend football. I didn't care who won or lost. I don't have a fantasy team. I don't care who's crying. I don't care who's happy. I don't
what
care
about
who's
people
sad.
Sick
My
with
team
corona.
Hasn't played yet. Huh?
What about people sick with corona right now? You don't care?
Well,
of course.
I care about anybody who's sick, but this is football.
Let
don't
me
bring
ask
me
a question.
Down.
Is it a Chiefs fan, bro?
Bob, who are they rooting for tonight, Bob?
Bob, Chiefs by, I don't know. If it hadn't been for that fourth down play and that horrible, that pass that you're never supposed to throw that Mahomes threw beautifully last season, we might have gotten beat by the Ravens last week. We definitely would have gotten beaten by the Ravens last season. And week four had that ball not found Tyreek Hill. We got lucky last year, man. The Ravens got us.
Well, brother,
it's going to be a tough game tonight. Ramey, you already picked the Ravens.
This is a different year. I'm heavy.
He
I
came in talking crap.
I haven't locked it up. I think the Ravens roll. The Chiefs are in big-time trouble. This Pierre Garçon, the running back, what's his name?
Pierre Garçon?
Edwards-Hilaire. LSU, Edwards-Hilaire.
Is there a Pierre in there somewhere?
Coach, no, Pierre Garçon used to be like a tight end. Or is he?
He was a wide receiver.
Oh, receiver.
I am pretty stoked, man.
So, like, brother, like, what are you thinking tonight? What are you feeling?
150 loud, bro.
I think the Chiefs are going to come out flat like they usually do. I think I'm going to be sweating it. I think we're going to be 3 or 4 fingers into a bottle of Basil Hayden for
brother,
halftime.
A bottle of what?
How do you drink,
Basil
brother?
Hayden, bub. It's
what
Monday
is that?
Night. Whiskey. Good stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You dip your fingers
so
in
So you got three
no,
fingers.
Yeah,
you
yeah, watch
you
that.
Stick
no,
your fingers in
just,
it.
You don't stick your fingers in it.
So you got your
Hey,
man, I got a question. Last week with the Chiefs and Chargers, were you drinking that championship champagne going, oh, it's over?
No, opened the AFC champagne when they won the Super Bowl. But you know what makes the day even sweeter?
Bub, you're drinking whiskey on a Monday. You're going to be naked out in your front lawn with the Chiefs flag
flying.
Yeah,
you are. I promise you. That's a new garden flag, too.
And that Chiefs flag won't cover up anything.
It doesn't have to be that
big. Hey, let's be real.
Double-sided, Bub.
Let's be real. Bub's not that big. It'll cover.
They won the championship, Bob. Don't forget.
That's right, Bob. Hey, all of his neighbors are like, dude, this guy's amazing. Well, they did win the championship. He can do whatever he wants.
I love it, man. No, I'm gonna start tailgating as soon as you let me out of this.
What? This, right now?
I thought fans weren't allowed to tailgate.
Bub, I got the. It's on, man. Trust me, it's on. I got the sleeveless Chiefs shirt. We're taking it to the gym for game day, Bub. It's all Chiefs all day, Bub.
It's all Chiefs all day.
And I told you the day's getting even sweeter. I'm watching the Arlo right now for USPS to drop off the final piece of art by Art.
What are you talking about,
Bub? My championship art. Uh-huh. She was missing one piece. I've got 7 pieces. I've
oh, is
got,
this the one you spent $2,000 on?
Yes, not this one. That was the championship.
Instead of a piece of art, instead of a piece of art, why don't you look for a piece of
Come on, Bub. You need a partner for tonight, Bub. Bub, you need a companion to watch the game tonight,
Bub.
You can't
Bub. Hook up with a painting, Bub.
You never know, Bub. She finished. I told her. I sent her a message.
Hey,
I told her
Bub,
one short. She finished Tyreek Hill, and I've been getting texts all morning and watching my Arlo front porch for the guy to drop it off. And this is going to make the day complete, man.
Bub, is she single, Bub?
No, she's got 6. I think she's got 6 kids. She's got a husband, Casey Artist,
which
made it even cooler because I got to support local art.
Yeah, you sent them to school. Good job.
Yeah, I don't know if
anybody's going to school. Bub, you send your kids to school, Bub?
No.
No, just the kids down the street pay $2,000 for those paintings. Do what?
Man, you need to get some art. You need to –
He does have art.
I got art.
It's all bears and cubs and everything, but he's about to trash all the bears ones.
It's all Rams.
Oh, yeah, we got a picture.
Got Rams drawings everywhere.
Hey, baby box, we're in a Rams
If you'd
shirt.
Have made the right pick, you wouldn't have benched your starting quarterback in the third quarter. But I feel for you on the Bears thing, man. I do think you suck. So 3-0, I still think you suck. So we agree on that.
I don't think we suck.
Aren't y'all division right? Are y'all division right?
No,
we just talked football before we came in this morning.
He's right that it's a suspect team. We're a lot worse than people think. 3-0 says we're 3-0, but realistically, we should be 1-2.
All right.
I don't think you should be. I just think you have legitimate points that you very easily could be 0-3 on very legitimate points.
Speaking of being realistic.
Yes.
Where are you at tonight? Realistically.
He already said they're going to start flat.
I think we're probably – I hope we don't start flat, but, I mean, it's game after game after game. It takes us a little bit to get fired up. I think Baltimore's – I think they've got something to prove.
because of the dominance of Kansas City. I'm not giving you a pregame speech.
Yes, we are.
They are.
Yes, you are.
You ask it every time.
You're going to be fired.
Hey, listen, it's Monday Night Football.
Andy Reid doesn't give pregame. Yeah. That's why I'm horrible at this.
Why do you think his thing's all fogged up?
Yeah.
Dude, if you don't give a pregame speech, he's you're going to be canceled from the show.
Brother, here we go. You're heading out the locker room. Monday Night Football. Let's hear it.
He hates this.
I do hate this. You put me on the spot.
30 seconds and I'll hit the stinger on the way out.
Lunch, you're a dick.
Guys, yeah.
Please make a new
quiet. It's fine. Guys, look. All right. We prepared our asses off for this.
I'm in the back.
You've given every single team Hilaire stand up.
Where's my mouthpiece?
I'd shut up. Guys.
Hey, get a mask on,
God bless. All I'm saying is you guys are going to get out there and you're going to suck the first half. I've come to expect it. You do it week in. You do it week out. Don't say you're not going to do it.
Coach,
I hope you don't.
Coach, are we going to pray?
But all I know is here in about 30 minutes, I'm going to come back in here. I'm going to tell you guys how you pissed me off. You suck. You didn't run the routes right. You didn't do what we practiced. I'm going to set you straight. You're going to go back out the second
Coach,
half. You're going to do things the right way. You're going to clear up the double-digit
deficit.
Anybody
see my shoulder pads?
You're going to beat these boys by double digits. You're going to go out. You're going to prove you're dominant. They're going to start tomorrow's episode of Sports Center with how you started off in a hole and you finished on top like you normally do. Guys, we're 12 weeks out from putting the trophy back in the air.
Coach,
on
I brought
three
the wrong
Chiefs.
Cleats today. I got the wrong
One,
cleats.
Two, three, Chiefs! Hey, that ranked up there pretty high. I gotta pat my damn self on the back. That got me juiced
it's
a little
actually
bit.
Not bad, bub.
Oh, I'm bad.
Hey, Coach, do you have any extra of those fog visors we can wear?
I don't know, but I don't want that cheesecake from the beginning, but I will take some burnt ends and a side of slaw, bub.
Burnt ends.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Brother Pitt. Yay. Monday Night Football.
Get your fingers and your whiskey ready. Let's get them Chiefs a win tonight, boys.
But, hey, guys.
Why are you fingering your whiskey again?
No, it's you pour. If I drink
Here's
whiskey
the thing.
Neat, that's just the level. You know
if you want to watch real sports, Game 6 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals is tonight.
Piss
Screw
on
Monday
it. Guess
Night
what?
Football.
You don't need to find a fake stream to watch the game tonight. You just need $4.99 and that NBC app.
Wait, somebody can win the cup tonight?
Yeah, it's Game 6.
Bay Lightning can win it tonight.
I'll be real. I don't give a puck about that. I'm about the football game.
Good. Does anyone give a
Chiefs
puck?
If you like money, bub.
Guys, you guys been missing a great series.
140 decibels loud, bub. It'll be rocking tonight.
147.2, brother.
It doesn't matter.
142.2, bub.
Ah, damn it. I gave it too many.
That's too many
decibels.
Hey,
what's it at half capacity, brother?
I don't know. 142 divided by half. 71. 71 divided by 30. Like 35 and a half DB.
35 and a half DB, brother.
Dude, not bad, he's going to be pumping 35 DBs from his house.
No.
Dude.
So he'll be asleep by halftime.
Why is he sticking his fingers in his whiskey?
I don't know, but he goes to bed at halftime. He goes to bed early, so he'll be in bed by halftime.
Dude, that's what happens. It's team wins a championship. Look what happens to the fans.
He goes to bed at like 7 o'clock.
But he's o'clock. No, I think because he tailgates at noon.
No. I think he's been tailgating all weekend.
Oh.
I mean, did you hear him?
Dude, he's going to come. Listen, he's going to start tailgating. The painting's going to come in. He's going to start tailgating even more. Guys, he's going to be buck-ass naked halftime of the football game with his fingers deep in whiskey.
What are you doing in here? What team are you rooting for?
We got chewed out last time Brother Pitt sat over here, so I'm cleaning this up.
Oh.
From the big show.
Really?
Oh, we got yelled at?
Yes, I'm cleaning it up. He doesn't believe in coronavirus, so.
Wow.
Hey, bub, not to get political, bub.
Scuba's wiping down
Why
the
do
mic.
Why do you think I told him to put his mask on?
He didn't sit over there. He didn't sit over there.
Why do you think I told him to mask up?
Oh, I didn't.
My bad. We won't bring bub in anymore.
He can come in. Just
got to clean up after him.
One time he talks about kneeling. The other time it's going to be a mask controversy.
All right, let's go home. Let's
bring
watch,
the guy
hey,
in just to talk football.
Monday Night Football.
All right,
NHL.
Predictions.
Yo, can I lock it up, or are we just
gonna
whatever you want?
Coach.
That's the thing. Are we gonna bum rush me and railroad my ass, or am I gonna give a lock? Guys, listen, it's obvious. I'm trying to get the updated stat right now. I believe it's -3.5.
He's
is
going
what
Ravens.
It is.
He's going Ravens.
Well, that's the hint. Ravens -3.5, guys. That's it. It's an absolute lock. They win by probably a touchdown and a half. Give it to me. Lock it up, Baltimore. The Ravens are gonna fly. The Chiefs are going to go right where the Redskins did, and they're going to end that nickname. This is your final year as a champion, your final year as a Chief. The Braves are ending their names. The Raven will live forever. Fly on, mother effer. Fly on. Fly on, you mother effer. Fly on.
Sounds like you're killing someone. Yeah, we're done. Get out of here.
Hey, but the baseball playoffs, I'm excited about
hey,
that.
I just buzzed it.
No, I was talking to you off mic.
Oh.
I'm ready for the baseball playoffs, dude. Yeah. I'm excited.
Okay.
I need the Rays. Rays or Cubs. Those are the two tickets I got. So, all right. That's good stuff. Have you been watching any baseball?
Over 55?
Yeah, you think
55? Yeah, this is going to go 60. Easy.
Are you doing a dollar on it?
I'll put a dollar on it.
Is the show still going?
No. No, no, it's done. I buzzed out. Guys, when I buzz out, it's over.
Yeah, I don't think it's still recording.
Well, give me a more confident buzz.
Is that it?
Okay.
Hey, that was really funny.
55 is low. You don't think 55 is low?
They want you to think it's low, and then it'll...
No,
that's what Vegas
I understand
does.
What they want.
That's what they want you to
but
do.
But I'm telling you, that's low.
Yeah, like I was saying, dude, it was a great weekend. I was getting up all weekend, man.
I got to get fitted. I think...